Hey, so every now and then I like to be timely. It's very rare on this podcast that we're timely. But have you been watching Westworld?
I have.
All right. So as we record this, so please forgive us if there are revelations yet to come. They've only shown like 6 or 7 episodes of Westworld. So there's more season yet to come. But I thought I would check in with you about the hosts in Westworld and what you're feeling about, based on what we know anyway. What are they? Are they robots or not?
So the credits of the program and a lot of the early episodes show the hosts being assembled.
Yeah, like like nano assembled almost, like from little, like putting down little bits of iris and little bits of like a 3D printer almost.
Well, the aesthetic, the art direction of this process is all about machines putting out tiny white threads. Everything is white.
Right.
So they're tracing little bits of what looks like muscle that is completely white onto a white skeleton. They're dipped in a big vat of white stuff that's supposed to be like the white skin, which I have to feel like owes something to, speaking of Ghost in the Shell, that whole intro sequence there. They do show at one point this entirely white host, and they like pump blood into it, and it starts to pink up and start to look like a human.
Right.
So that tech was very confusing, but eventually we had some exposition that kind of went counter to everything we've seen, but whatever. Let's just trust the exposition. Where I think it was some of the techs down in the butcher shop or whatever they call the lower level, explaining to the host that like, or explaining to somebody that like, you know, they started off as robots, and we've seen lots of these
right.
robotic ones that are just totally like animatronic.
Like the first generation was robots, and then they started using biological bits because it was like cheaper or there was less.
Well, it's more convincing. I mean,
sure.
Like part of the whole thing of Westworld is the more like humans they are, the better for the purposes of, you know, everything that goes on in Westworld. But the explanation was that at this point, we are basically the same biologically speaking, except for the brain part, right? And also that basically tells me that like, and we keep saying, you know, they get shot, they get stabbed, they go to this place and they get repaired. Now, first of all, it's not entirely clear the extent of technology in Westworld for the outside world, because early on they're like, oh, we've cured all disease and everything's great, right? So maybe they do have the technology Star Trek style to like, oh, so the host got stabbed and killed, just bring them into the butcher shop, wave the magic wand that magically like heals yeah. them or somehow stitches their heart valves back together or solves the problem of a bullet that ripped through their body. Somehow this is solved down in this lab, although it looks to me like all they ever do is sew people up, which is not going to solve the problem of a bullet having ripped through your heart. But anyway.
No, especially if you leave the bullet behind accidentally, that's not a good idea.
Yeah, they're sloppy. But anyway, somehow they get the body to start functioning again. And as far as we can tell, as far as the show has said, the body is 100% just, it's human, right? Even though we see it assembled from these little bits and it's white and it totally looks non-human, it doesn't make any sense. They've said on the show that like, you and I, a human talking to us, they're basically the same. We are the same, except for the brain part, because
right.
the brain part is controllable by like Wi-Fi on these little tablet things, right?
Yeah.
Programmed with all sorts of, you know, just to do improvisation, they have to, you know, do it within parameters and have
right.
lots of pre-programmed canned responses.
And they've got personality parameters too, like, you know, set your loyalty level to 8.
Right. Configurable
yeah.
and presumably much more capable, because in one of the later episodes, sorry, you shouldn't be listening to this if you didn't want Westworld spoilers, but one of the later episodes, they crank up one of the host's intelligence to like much higher. Like, you know, like there are all these different attributes and they're scaled to produce a character, but what is the max value for intelligence? Whatever
right.
it is, presumably it is higher than all the other humans. So what I'm getting at is, I don't know what the brain is made out of. Is it just a fleshy brain that's configurable by Wi-Fi? Seems like that wouldn't work. So I'm thinking the brain part is the key here. And I think we have another situation where it's a Bicentennial Man type of situation where mm-hmm. the hosts that are completely human bodies, they're Grobics. Like,
see, it's catching yeah. on,
right? Because
they're Grobics.
Like, it's not as if like Bicentennial Man where the individual ones started off, but if they're growing a complete human body and shoving into it a artificially intelligent Wi-Fi capable configurable brain,
or they're extruding biology around the brain, but regardless, and dipping it in milk. But that's what they're doing, right?
Right. But the body, but certainly not robots, because their entire body, except for the brain, according to the show, is exactly human. So sorry, you're not a robot if you're like that. You're not a cyborg either, because you're not a human that has augmented itself with mechanical bits.
Kind of like like replicants in Blade Runner, maybe, or something. I mean, that's the idea here: is there's an artificial intelligence in a biological frame,
right? And the artificial intelligence is still totally like tech wise. Like, there is nothing in biology that is receiving signals from wireless tablets and stuff like that.
Right. And you can argue that the hosts, I think the point of the show seems to be, it's a twisty show, that these hosts are being treated as property because they're artificial, but they're actually sentient and arguably just as capable or more capable than people. At which point they look a lot more like slaves than they do like equipment. And that's what the show is trying to get at, I think.
Or it's trying to tell us that we are easily fooled by things that mimic signals that we are familiar with, when in reality it's just entirely configurable, programmable, like that. In the same way that we attribute human characteristics and emotions into like a stubborn trash can whose lid won't stay on. At a certain point, your grudge against the trash can does not make it human, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, we don't quite know where the show is going, and we haven't really nailed down the parameters of the brain, but from everything I've seen so far, definitely not robots. If they're trying to say in the show that actually the brain is 100% biological too, and it just has little tiny Wi-Fi receivers in there to fiddle it around, then it could be argued that they are manufactured humans augmented with tiny nanomachines. But if they're going to say that the brain is essentially like Bicentennial Man brain, where it is like a positronic brain, or it's a totally an electronic creation driving around in a body, then I guess it's a reverse cyborg or Grobic or whatever you want to call it.
Yep. I want to call it Grobic. That's what I want to do.
Robot or not.